USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Evacuation flights from Afghanistan resumed with new urgency on Friday, a day after two suicide bombings targeted desperate people fleeing the Taliban takeover. And the new number is more than 100 people killed, not including the 13 U.S. military troops caught in the terrorist attacks. The United States says further attempted attacks are expected ahead of Tuesday's deadline for foreign troops to leave Afghanistan, ending America's longest war.
We're in constant contact with the Taliban, working to ensure civilians have safe passage to the airport. We are particularly focused on our engagements on making sure every American who wants to leave can get to the airport.
As President Biden relies on our enemies to provide security around the Kabul airport for the Afghan withdrawal, 1,000 likely American voters in a recent Rasmussen poll found that 52% of the respondents said they were not confident that Biden was physically and mentally up for the job. USA Radio News.
With raging wildfires and a busy hurricane and storm season, how do you keep your pets safe and sound? I'm Dr. Jose Arce, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few steps to help stay safe. In a nutshell, make a plan, build an emergency kit, and stay up to date on the latest news. For example, have an evacuation plan with a neighbor or friend, put together an emergency kit with several days' food, medicine, first aid, and grooming items, and tune into the latest news and weather so you know what's in store. It is important to make sure your pet has all their tags and IDs, and keep a recent photo of your pet on hand, just in case. Be sure to microchip your pet in the event you get separated, and check with your veterinarians for more information on how to prepare. Be sure to log on to avma.org for more valuable information about pets and disaster preparedness planning. That's avma.org.
Students who borrowed money to go to ITT Tech will have their loans forgiven. Tim Berg explains.
The U.S. Department of Education will forgive over $1 billion in loans from borrowers who attended ITT Technical Institute. The department saying any students who did not finish their degree on or after March 31, 2008 because of the school's closure in 2016 will have their loans forgiven. This affects about 150,000 borrowers and about 43% are in default. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona saying ITT misled students about its financial state by convincing them to take out private loans on unaffordable terms. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court blocked President Biden's moratorium on evictions in a 6-3 ruling on Thursday. The case reached the Supreme Court after the Alabama Association of Realtors and other plaintiffs sued the Department of Health and Human Services. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
I bear responsibility for fundamentally all that's happened of late.
After President Biden on Thursday took responsibility for the bungled Afghanistan withdrawal, he quickly diverted and once again tried to blame President Trump. Serving 8 tours of duty in Afghanistan, U.S. veteran Chad Robichaud tells Fox News the attacks will probably continue.
There's no way this ends good. The attacks are going to continue. Anybody that's read a history book knows that the Afghanistan always chases their enemies out. This is the White House covering for the Taliban. ISIS, Taliban, they're all the same right now because they're in partnership. We need to stop saying this is ISIS. ISIS claims everything. If I, you know, break wind, ISIS is going to claim it. ISIS always claims everything because they want credit for it. And they're going to keep doing this until we leave. And then afterwards, they have free rein on our 10,000 plus American citizens and all of our allies there. We still need to act. And the White House needs to act. In addition, they need to help the refugees that we already got out. The State Department has been absent and not participant in the world's effort to help these refugees.
President Biden says the evacuations will continue and America will be out at the end of the month. Time Magazine has created a virtual Martin Luther King Jr. Museum inside of the video game Fortnite. Saturday will mark the anniversary of MLK's I Have a Dream speech from 1963. Gamers can now experience the address in its entirety within Fortnite as part of an experience called March Through Time. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.